Strike Up the Band, Kahn Instruments, on this moment of Indiana history. As another outdoor concert season draws to a close, one might reflect, as shiny brass instruments tend to do, on the origins of the band instrument industry in the U.S. The nation's oldest continuous manufacturer of band instruments got its start in 1873 in Elkhart, Indiana, when, suffering from a split lip, a cornet player for the Brick Brown Band improvised a homemade rubber-cushioned mouthpiece. Charles Gerald Kahn got a patent on his popular invention and started cranking out mouthpieces, and eventually instruments, in an old factory on the St. Joseph River. Producing the first American-made cornet in 1875, C.G. Kahn went on to fashion the world's first sousaphone, built to the March King specifications in 1898. John Philip Sousa was one of many musical luminaries with whom Kahn consulted. The company's instruments displayed not only superior craftsmanship, but on occasion flamboyance, whether gold-plated, jewel-encrusted, or otherwise extraordinary. The Kahn Immensophone, with its 8-foot bell, was the world's largest horn when built in 1907. Along the way, Kahn had made a name for himself as a politician as well. Elected Elkhart's mayor in 1880, he ultimately served in the Indiana General Assembly and the U.S. Congress. An overextended Charles Kahn sold the business in 1915 to C.D. Greenleaf, who revived not only the company, but the popularity of music programs in schools across the country. This program is a production of the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations. More information is available online at momentofindianahistory.org.